Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So, you are the boss. You're running a company. You have employees. And being the boss is a daunting job. And you've heard me say so many times, if you're a regular listener, leaders lead. But what exactly do I mean by that? There are times you have to be the boss. And what does that mean, being the boss? It means you tell people what to do. You instruct them. You set the agenda. You set the vision. This is what we are going to do. But being the boss isn't enough. You don't just want to be a boss. You want to be a leader. You want to identify the people in your organization that have the ability to think for themselves, the ability to get the job done, the ability to go to the next step, and you want to educate them. You want to get them to think. You don't want them just to show up every single day. You want them to use their skills, their intelligence, their people skills to help you run the company. Now, again, there are times where you just have to be a boss and you have to say, this is what we're going to do. But if you go one step further and you become a leader, and a leader leads people, shows them the way, gets them to think, gets them to open their minds up, you'll find that your company is running better with less stress. You're also going to find that they're going to think of things that you never thought of. Yes, business can be stressful. And yes, once in a while, you need to take charge to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. But the more we can loosen the reins because we have taught people, we've given them the opportunity, we've shown them how to think, we've shown them what it means to be a business person, we're constantly getting them educated in business in skills that they need, not just showing up. And how do we do that? Well, we talk to them. We coach them. And we ask them questions. We ask them questions that gets them to think. What do you think we should do about this? What do you think about that we should do about that? I see we have a problem. Well, what are we going to do about that problem? What are your solutions? Rather than, here's what you need to do. And get it done quickly. Now, it may not always work. Sometimes you may have to guide their thinking. Sometimes you have to jump in. And you have to take charge, but we absolutely need to develop the people who work for us. We need, and where does it start? It starts with hiring the right people. It starts with really understanding what we need as a company, understanding the skill sets that we need, understand what we're looking for. The people who are just a boss and continue to be a boss are the people who cannot grow their company. What's the difference between someone who runs $1 million company and someone that runs $100 million company? Well, there are several. They know how to market their product. They could be in a better geographical location. But they're leaders. They lead their people. They get their people to really understand and be part of the business. They get their employees, their coworkers, to buy in. And when their coworkers buy in, we can become bigger. We can make more profits. We can pay our better salaries. We can hire more people. And we can live a better life because we're making more of a profit and we are having less stress because we're spreading the stress around. We're using people's intelligence. We're using their ideas. They like coming to work because they feel like they're part of something. They're not just working, they're actually involved in the business because you are listening to them. And that's one of the traits that CEOs, presidents, and business owners who call themselves boss tend not to do, not to listen to the people who work for them. They have many of the answers. They're out there in the field. They're out there talking to the customers. Think about your management style. Are you a boss or are you a leader? And if you are a boss, be the best boss you can be and start making the transition to leading your people to more success, more profit, a better life, and more enjoyable work day. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.